with this KLEM Sports Update for this Thursday, March 23rd. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Well, yesterday left our sports schedule empty. Of course, spring sports really start picking up next Monday, this coming Monday, with soccer, tennis, and golf all slated to get competition going. And there will be some indoor track meets this week, but with nothing yesterday, we thought we'd get you caught up on some area athletes who were able to earn some postseason recognition at the collegiate level this season. We're going to start on the wrestling mat as Lamar's community alum Jake Frankson Small earned honorable mention All Great Plains Athletic Conference this year in wrestling, which was his second career all-conference honor in the GPAC. This is a year after an appearance at the NAIA Championships. Frankson Small finished this season with a record of 14-9 and won the fifth place match at the GPAC title championships in his weight. He was the team leader in tech falls with four, while also posting three pins on the year. He had 27 takedowns and scored 141 match points. Again, Jake Frankson Small, honorable mention All Great Plains Athletic Conference this year with Northwestern College Wrestling. And Buena Vista University women's basketball athlete and Galen Catholic alum Addison Weber was named Academic All-District from the College Sports Communicators. To be on the list, a student must carry a GPA better than 3.5 and make a significant contribution on the court. Weber started 10 of 24 games for the Beavers this year while averaging 4.2 points, 3.4 rebounds, and just over an assist a ball game for a Beavers squad that had a tough year, going 6-18 on the year and missing out on the American Rivers Conference Tournament. Weber is a junior on this year's squad, and that does leave her with two potential years of eligibility, with her true freshman year not counting to her eligibility due to COVID-19. But again, a Galen Catholic alum and current Buena Vista Beaver, Addison Weber, named Academic All-District from the College Sports Communicators this season. And finally, Lamar's community basketball alum and graduating Morningside men's basketball athlete Will Potabom was named an NAIA Scholar Athlete for this past season. To be selected, an athlete must maintain a GPA above 3.5, and Potabom averaged 3.6 points and 1.4 rebounds for a Morningside team that advanced to the round of 16 at the NAIA Men's Basketball National Tournament in Kansas City. It was a bit of a reduced role for Potabom, who had seen time in the starting lineup in years past. But he took it in stride in his fifth year with the Mustang men's basketball program and kept his coursework up as well to be named an NAIA Scholar Athlete. Again, Will Potabom, Morningside men's basketball graduating athlete and Lamar's community alum, being selected to the NAIA Scholar Athlete list for this past season. And so finally, we'll take a look at the sports schedule for today. Just one item on the docket today. Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central Girls and Boys Track is heading up to Yankton, South Dakota for an indoor meet at Mount Marty's beautiful field house. And Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central, that's going to be their second indoor meet of the season. Lamar's community is going to be heading up to Yankton tomorrow. Going to have a two-class meet going there, kind of like what Door University did on Monday and Tuesday of this week. Again, Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central Track heading up to Yankton for an indoor meet hosted by Mount Marty University. For more sports news, be sure to check out KLEM1410.com. Don't forget you can follow us on Twitter as well. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Thursday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.